You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Your whole life can change in an instant. About 50 million adults in the United States have chronic pain, and because of a car accident, Robbie is one of them. In their marriage vows, Robbie and Sammy promise to stand by one another and provide strength when needed. And lately, they've been facing some of their biggest challenges. Join them as they share the ups and downs of living with chronic pain.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain. We are your hosts. I'm Robbie.
And I'm Sammy.
And today, we have a very special guest on the podcast that I've been excited to have on for a while. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jason Shelfer, and thank you so much, Robbie and Sam. It's just an honor to be here. So I'm with Living Lucky. That's my company, my wife's company. I actually joined it. And we just help people spin things positive. That's a big thing. And when my specialty is working with people in relationships, I work with high net worth individuals to help them get the value back into their relationship that they wanted from the beginning.
Very cool.
And the reason why I wanted to have Jason on is because he's known me in my pain struggles probably early on.
Yeah.
I remember him and I going to have coffee at one of my heights of my pain struggles. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about if you knew all this, but I'm going to fill you in on some backstory. I was taking about probably 10 Percocet a day at that point in time. And for anybody that knows how it is to be on Percocet, you're kind of high all the time. You're paranoid, you're stressed out. And it was kind of one of the best decisions of my life to kind of say, you know, I'm going to stop that. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Yes. It was terrible.
And so the reason why I wanted to have Jason on is because I know a lot of us are in the struggle of we're dealing with chronic pain. We're dealing with anxiety and depression, but we kind of have to get ourselves out of that rut.
Find the positivity.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's what you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that because a lot of times when we're in it, when we're in the pain in the moment, wherever our focus goes, our energy flows, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's so critical to recognize that it's there, right? But we don't have to live in it as much as it feels like we do. Oftentimes it's because it's always here. I feel like I have to live in this, but I don't have to focus on it all the time. I can focus on what I want and where I want to go.
Right. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that about our coffees because I've been through Percocet. I was in a car wreck in 2001 that I should have had back surgery from, but I didn't go get checked out. I didn't do any of the things you should do in the moment. And I let it get worse and worse and worse. And the doctor's prescribing me Darvocets, Percocets, all the sets, setting me up. And you don't you look back and you go, what happened? Like, I don't remember a lot of it. Like I was, I felt present in the moment, but I didn't remember so much. And it was scary.
Right.
It really is. Yeah.
Yes.
At the end of the day,
when you're on that much medicine, you're very paranoid. Mm-hmm. You're not literally you would say present, but not really. You're just
For me, I felt like I was present.
Right.
But then I had no hindsight.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. None.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yep.
And for me, I would just kind of lay around and not really get a lot done.
Yeah. No energy.
No energy to do things. No drive to say, you know, I want to be here in 5 years, and you're just in that moment, you're just stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hit the crossroads, and then you say, okay, is this sustainable?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Then, it's decision time, right? And because I don't want to hijack anything, but
no, that's why you're here.
Felt, one of the things for me was, because a lot of us are in pain, but it's right. And we're not prescribed any medicine.
Right.
In fact, we've self-diagnosed as depressed, self-diagnosed as all these things that are disempowering. Mm-hmm. Because I believe we've not aligned our soul and aligned, like we've subscribed to all these things from the exterior world that say, you're not good enough. You know, it's available, it's not for you, or you're different from other people. And so we just said, okay, I believe that. Like from when I was 6 years old, like I didn't want to be an astronaut, but I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. And so, but they were like, you're too little to help people. Oh, right. You're too skinny. You know, you're too slow, whatever. Like all mm-hmm. these things. And I was like, okay, let me subscribe to this. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
Let me accept that as a belief. And then I let go of what my soul really wanted to do.
Right.
And I started mm-hmm. chasing all these other things, which were kind of shiny objects for me, like shiny object syndrome. Let me go get this. Let me go get that.
Right.
Further, I got away from what my soul was pulling me to, the more pain I felt. And, but my comfort level with that pain kept increasing. So my norm became stressed, anxious, painful, literally painful, like mm-hmm. in my body, because your issues hold your tissues, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hold your issues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember when you, so to give our audience a little context, you and I have known each other for a while. And I remember when you left the paper company. Shred it.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm going to start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I believe Living Lucky kind of formed.
Yeah. Jana had been doing it. So right before COVID, she right. said, I'm going to bring back my speaking career. She retired from radio. She's a three-time Paralympian, radio for 12 years. And then she retired in 2014 or 15. But right before COVID, it was like 2020? Is that when COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That January, she said, I'm going to restart my speaking career. Now, right when she quit her job, we both went into a depression, didn't really talk to each other for 2 years, which was is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we healed from that and became stronger, she had started her speaking career. And COVID hit like that. Like she's right. like, I'm going to be an international speaker. I'm going to speak in 3 different countries this year. And then COVID hit, locked everybody down, which she ended up speaking in like 30 countries through wow. Toastmasters and mm-hmm. online platforms, which is right. amazing. And part of the Living Lucky is that life doesn't turn out always the way we hope or the way mm-hmm. we expect or the way we plan. But with the right perspective and the right attitude, it can be better mm-hmm. than you even imagined it. But you have to allow, you have to get out of that rut that you're talking about, right? You have to free yourself of the focus and the thought pattern that's keeping you there and focus on where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of our listeners are going to be like, how do you do that?
Yeah. How do you get that mindset change, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's constant work and it's awareness.
I'm like, sure.
Because so one of the things that I truly have learned to believe is that everything that we do is based on what we think. Like it's,
yes.
it's our thoughts and our emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I think I'm a certain type of person and then I see an incident or a circumstance or an event, I say, okay, what would a person like me do in an event like this? And that's how I act.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we try to change our actions, but we don't focus on what are we thinking? What are the words that we use? What are the emotions that I'm feeling? Like I had shut my emotions down. Like mm-hmm. I was like, I'm good with work. That's where I show up and I do well. Like I'm effective. I'm successful here. And so I shut my emotions down everywhere else. And when I realized, okay, emotions are good. Like feel them, process right. them
yep.
and
yep.
let them just kind of be the guardrails on the road, like, mm-hmm. but know, and also know what road I want to be on.
Right.
Yep.
Like get that aligned. So, cause if you don't know where you want to go, you can't get there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a truism. that's how GPS works. It says, where do you want to go? Where mm-hmm. are you? And now right. just now plug in the streets.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how can you figure out where you want to go? I'm kind of taking it back to the grassroots because that's where I feel like a lot of listeners are. Like, they're lost. They're they're hurt. They're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
How do they figure out how to go?
To me, it's start remembering what were those times that I was happy. Like, what are the times that I felt most fulfilled, most successful, most loved? Those types of things, because we all have something,
right?
And then ask yourself when you get there, because like first thing I thought of was food. Honestly, I mean that was me. I love food. I love to eat. Mm-hmm. I love to taste different things, but I love barbecue. And the first thing that came to me was, oh, I'm so happy when I eat barbecue and when I'm like doing this. But okay, so what else is it? Because it's not the barbecue, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What I went to immediately was my comfort and an emotional home of, okay, I remember getting barbecue at family events when there was connection, when I was actually doing things that were helpful and like I felt valued. Mm-hmm. So then I have to go a little bit deeper on that, right? So find the things where your soul is calling you to do. Like that old saying, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. To me, that was just utter nonsense. Like, I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I've let go of all the things that I love. Like I just forgot. that's what it was. I forgot. Yeah. So I was like, how do I make money kayaking? Like, I love to kayak. Like, that's one of the things I love to do. Now I know that I could do that. But what I really love is helping people find their, like, get back on purpose.
Right.
And when you're on purpose, because I could kayak and be on purpose. I could be a janitor and be on purpose. I could be back doing the shredding thing that I was doing before and be on purpose. But I was called out to not do that anymore because I can be more effective all day long instead of in a couple hours a day.
Right.
Between clients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of our listeners are. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the best decisions of me is I wanted to be successful. And that's how I was like, well, I'm here. How do I get to here?
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. I've always pictured myself to be a very successful person. That's my drive. That's why I've always kept going.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get people to start thinking like that?
Recognize the small wins, right?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Like one of the things for me is at the top of Jana makes these journals, and on the top corner of the page, write in your win for the day. Like, I think journaling every day is a must. Like,
okay.
And I never did before. Like, I quit writing because when I used to write, like in high school and in college, it was poems. And I remember one girl said, "Oh, that's stupid." And so I was like, I will never write again. Like, because it meant something to me.
Right.
It didn't hit her. It didn't. And it wasn't, I don't even remember it being for her, but she's like, that sounds dumb. And I was like, oh, I'm dumb. I subscribed right away. I valued her thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I subscribed to it. But if so one of the big things is we do, whether we are stationary, whether we are working ourselves to death, whether we have a to-do list a mile long, most of the time at the end of the day, we beat ourselves up for the couple things we didn't do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, very true.
And there's a truth that I believe, and subscribe to this if you want to or not, but regardless of how much we get done or what we do, we're doing the best we can with what we have from where we are and mentally, emotionally, physically, and all those circumstances within ourselves. We are giving our all. Even if I say, you know what, I'm just phoning it in today. I don't give a shit.
No, that's fine. You're fine.
We say way worse. Trust me. Yes. So
even if I say that, I'm still giving it's my body saying, it's my body, mind, and spirit saying, you need a break, pal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm doing the best I can with what I have from where I am. Don't beat myself. Quit beating myself up over it. So I've let go of guilt. I've let go of shame. Mm-hmm. I've let go of that other stuff. And I've said, okay, what is it that I really do want? And how much can I give it today? And what is my win for the day? Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be more to do. When we die, always going to be stuff left for someone else before us or that they already have on their plate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So credit the wins. And when you start realizing you're a winner, Like, if you've made it to today, you've overcome the hardest days of your life so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It doesn't matter. As long as it's like, if we're breathing, if we're doing anything, if we've made it to here, mm-hmm. we've overcome our hardest, worst days. There have been good days in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Quit putting the pinpoint in the crap and put it in the climb out of the crap.
Okay.
Because like that's that. When we, so many times when I work with clients, we do a, who are you and how did you get to where you are today?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, give me 7 life experiences that define who you are. And almost 100% of the time, between 5 and 7 are negative. They're the pain points. But we're here today. Whether mm-hmm. you're in or not, we're here today. And all these in the past, you've climbed through. Like you've done something to get you here. So you've persisted. You've mm-hmm. been resilient. You've been a champion of your life to get to today. So if you can get here, focus on how you got here, like what those wins were, and now put your GPS dot anywhere out in the future and say, where do I want to go? If I can get this far, where do I want to be? And mm-hmm. then align that with your soul, not with what it looks like on somebody else's Instagram, not with what it looks like at your mm-hmm. neighbor's house, because you don't know that if they're arguing and throwing dishes inside, mm-hmm. you know, most of the time they are, especially the more perfect it looks on Facebook, I think the more dishes fly inside.
I agree. Yep. I think so too. Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the journaling, I wanted to make a point of this. My dad used to keep a journal every day of his life.
I love your dad, just so you know. It's and
me too.
The only way I know him is through his book.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I must have read that 3 or 4 times. So it's
I was in the hospital and I was in the
my eyes.
Yeah, me too. We actually read it.
Yeah, we would sit cover and to read. Cover. Yeah, like, we'd sit and read it together to pass the time and help.
Yeah.
Because it sucked.
It was one of the highlights of being at the hospital mm-hmm. is I was so weak. She would read it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was I remember that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It was one of the things I came home and got. Yep. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
I feel your gratitude in that, Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sammy's been there. I mean, the road has been rough, especially mm-hmm. with my chronic pain. I'm still in pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be able to overcome that. It's mm-hmm. just the burden I have to carry. But I've chosen, I'm not going to let that define me. I'm still going to get up. I'm still going to try to do all this. That's why you see us at the shows. That's why mm-hmm. you see us producing all these podcasts mm-hmm. is because we want to kind of lead by an example. That's why we started this podcast in the beginning yeah. is because we generally care about people in chronic pain and want to help this community out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why I wanted to have you on is because I've gotten a lot of wisdom from you. I don't know. You've touched my life in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I honestly feel the same thing. I remember our first coffee together.
I was an emotional wreck that day,
but it was powerful. Like, I feel like I was there with you. Like, I was not in my purpose, but that helped me kind of find my purpose because I loved just asking you questions, like yeah. seeing where you were from. And then you introducing your dad's book, Be Still mm-hmm. and Know to Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was powerful because you came from a world that you loved. Right.
Yeah.
And you were like, I would love to create that. And I'm just stuck somewhere. And it, mm-hmm. and then you literally just laid out, maybe we collaborate a little bit and made a plan and you literally started making everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And doing it.
Mm-hmm.
COVID really set things straight for us because I was still dealing with a lot of my pain issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to figure out the world shut down and we were trying to get on creatively.
Yeah. What can we do?
What can we do?
While we're stuck at home.
And this, the Painful Truth podcast was born. We mm-hmm. were just like, let's start a podcast.
Yep.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And this, now we have 6 podcasts mm-hmm. on our network.
Mm-hmm.
And we're growing.
That's
and
fantastic.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. The I want to go back to what you said about, I know that I will always live with this, because I anything is possible. And, right. and I don't know what diagnoses are. I mean, everybody has their own situation that they're experiencing.
Right.
But I know that I haven't found the route to pain-free yet.
Right.
Might be, because we don't have to like live in the hope.
Right.
Like, sometimes that gets super discouraging. Like, yes. That's like toxic positivity, right?
Yeah. Oh,
tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to feel great. And then tomorrow comes, you're like, yeah, I feel like crap still.
Damn it. Or,
yeah. And that gets just exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if we know that anything is possible, and it something like our bodies are so amazing and fantastic, even though sometimes it just feels like they're broken.
Yeah.
And Jana's been in a wheelchair for 34 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, because she's like, I'm so tired of this. Like, I'm tired of being disabled.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, we get that out. We let go of that and focus on where we want to go. Just right. like you've done.
Yeah.
So it's, mm-hmm. because if you focus in the pain,
you're going to stay there.
And then you create painful
outcomes. Mm-hmm.
But if you focus on where you want to go and say, mm-hmm. okay, well, what's the least painful way to get there?
Right.
Like, yeah. And how did I win today? What was one of my wins? And then at the end of the month or end of the journal, you just get to flip through the top corner of your page and be mm-hmm. like, what? I'm a freaking winner.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
You don't have a note at the top going, you didn't get this done. Mm-hmm. You didn't get and like you do at the end of every day. You're like, mm-hmm. crap, I didn't get these things done. Well, you know what? Give yourself grace.
Right.
Like, all the things you did. Like, you're mm-hmm. there's a reason you're exhausted. There's a reason that you want to lay down and get some rest, because you did a lot, mm-hmm. whether it was just mentally, whether it was physically and moving around, but you got up, you did a lot. There were wins in there that you are discounting.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In your business, how did you narrow it down? Like, what you actually wanted to get? Because you, in this field, you could be like, I want to do this, I want to do that. How did you figure it out?
Very broad. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm going to walk you through, hopefully this is the Reader's Digest version, or maybe the Clips Notes version for people that are old enough. Our podcast. And so we started in COVID figuring it out, like speaking, right. And that's after from 2014 to 2020 in deep self-development, but I was doing it really for me, so I would be a better salesperson and all this. But in COVID, we started just having coffee on Facebook with our audience, so mm-hmm. that they would have a connection, because we remembered when we didn't talk for 2 years and when we kind of isolated ourselves, and I would go to work and be like, oh, everything's great. But I was melting inside. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I was so superficial. I was like, I can't let anybody see me. Like, don't see me. Just see what I want you to see.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's a barrier to connection. Right. But I didn't have to be raw authentic. I could be thoughtfully authentic, where it's like, hey, I'm okay. I'm here, but, there's a lot of struggles going on, and it's taken all I've got to get here.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had this connection coffee, 15 minutes in the morning from 6:55 to 7:10, and something positive during COVID. And then COVID stopped. And actually, in the middle of that, we bought a camper. We went up to the farmer's market to get rutabagas.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to the farmer's market. What Jana says, we went to get rutabagas and we got a Winnebago. But it wasn't a Winnebago. It was a tow behind teardrop camper.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove that around the country for about, I think, 3 months. And mm-hmm. every person that we met, we would ask them what their dream was, because we had just had like a year of lockdown, plenty of time mm-hmm. to think.
Yeah.
But what happened is, instead of doing a lot of thinking, a lot of people were in fear because they were watching the news, or they were like, they didn't, mm-hmm. they had a lot of anxiety about what's going on. They quit thinking, and they also quit thinking about their dream.
Right.
We got to people that were like, I don't even have hope. I don't know how I get up and put one foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, well, what's just one thing that you would love to see happen in your life in the next 3 to 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the guy in Georgia, because that was him. He's like, I don't have hope. And all he wanted was a house. His house had burned down. He was living in a hotel. Mm-hmm. They kept telling him to go to the hotel. They called his wife. He's like, I just want to have a house. I want a place for my wife and I to feel safe and secure. And right. I want to feel like I've gotten that. We collected all these dreams, and like 90 days in, people start calling me, emailing me, texting me, saying, you're not going to believe this, but my dream came true. And I was like, magic camper. No, it wasn't a magic camper. It's you're thinking about it. And when you think about it, when it gets into your reticular activating system, your brain, your subconscious will start finding the way and finding little hints of like, this is it. This is what you told me to look for. This is what you said you wanted. Mm-hmm. And they'll start leaning into that. But it got so powerful that God started waking me up at 2:30 in the morning, just bawling, saying, you can't go back to your job. And I was like, I tell you what, God, I'll do this. I'll do half-time coaching, half-time working with people, but I need benefits. I need the steady paycheck. I need all this. And I was freaking out because I was like, I'm the person that has the benefits for our family. And I love the paycheck. And I love the commissions because I'm number one in the state, you know?
Right.
I can't give that up to go do this thing I don't know about.
Right.
And then the first year was a misery. Like it was great. It was a freedom when I let go of that, let go of good to try to grab great, but I was lost on the way to great because I didn't know exactly what I was like, this is all new. This is like learning how to ride a bike or a Formula One car. Right. Mm-hmm. And I've gone through the certifications, but this isn't me. I didn't identify with it. Mm-hmm. And so I started helping as many people as I could in as many areas as I could. And it was really about finding what's inspiring in your life, like what gets you back in spirit and inspiration. And then it came down to really helping people with what I've been through, which is the relationship. And so it's high, like we've created a life through like probably the hardest way possible to get to the financial success that we've had and also the relationship success, but we almost blew all that up during that depression. I mean, when you don't show up for your spouse and you sit in the driveway for an hour and a half when you get home, hoping all the lights go off inside, so you can sneak in and get in bed, you know, that's not good.
No, it's not.
So now I work with high net worth individuals to help them get back to the relationship that they really wanted when they got married, and create a beautiful outcome there and create a bond that's just unbreakable. Mm-hmm. Because all it is one of my go-to analogies is a lot of times we just build these little walls of evidence of you don't do this. You made me mad here. You did this. And we don't come and communicate those things. We just let this wall build up. And then when the tipping point comes, we're like, push it all over on them. That's true. Let it loose, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to either one of you because you're holding on to it while you're stacking that wall. And you're also looking at this new evidence of this relationship isn't what I want. This is, I'm not getting what I deserve here. Blah, blah, blah. All these things you start believing and telling yourself. And then you dump that wall over on them and you're like, let me get these bricks back and put it back so I can dump it on you again in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But really, you got into the relationship because you thought it was going to be beautiful and wonderful and that you were going to have an extraordinary life together. So what if we start like logging our wins down here about how that's happening, like and where the focus goes, energy flows.
Right.
All I starts like making sense. Yeah. It's but you don't get it until you really get it. Like it doesn't hit until it's like, oh shit, there it is.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So you guys are big into manifesting your life, what you want to happen.
Mm-hmm. We'll be in Miami this weekend at a big manifesting conference Michael Beckwith and Vishen Lakhiani, some other, and one of my coaches from Austin. So I've got three coaches that I work with on a regular basis. So it's, and part of that is, and this is going to be hard. I think it may or may not be hard. When you're dealing with chronic pain, it's hard to feel sometimes the way you want to feel.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And what it is the universe gives you what you are.
Yeah.
And so if all you are is strong because you've given yourself the label as, excuse me, I'm strong because I fight this pain all the time. It's going to give you things to keep you strong, right? Mm-hmm. If you say I'm peaceful and I'm deserving, and I'll, like if you feel this, like when you feel it, that's when you're on the same vibration as the things that you're going to be getting. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand, because somebody out there is going, "You jackass, you're full of crap." All this, like, yeah. I can't feel anything but pain. You can, because you can feel love.
Right.
And a lot of times, and love is like the highest, like love and gratitude to me are like the door openers to synchronicities, opportunities, miracles, all these wonderful things that we really want, mm-hmm. but we don't focus on the love. Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't focus on the love for ourselves. Like mm-hmm. we may be pushing that love out because we want someone else to validate us or make us feel valuable.
Right.
But we don't love ourselves, which when we love ourselves fully, like then you get to serve from overflow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it's a different game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad always used to go on.
No, I was just going to say that's hard. It's hard sometimes because
Jana had
it was probably 2018 or so. She had me do a gratitude list, 5 things every day. And I couldn't repeat for a year.
Wow.
And I went through the whole year, was never thankful for one thing about myself.
Yikes.
The whole year, like I went back through it and I was like, because one of my coaches brought it up. They're like, how many of those things were you grateful for about yourself? And I went through it and I was like, wow, that was mind blowing. Cause I was getting so granular. I was like, I'm so thankful for the people in Colombia that plant the coffee seeds and that take the rocks off the mountain and the people that come through and pick the coffee beans. Mm-hmm. And how, cause I was like, we had coffee every morning at 6:55. So I was like, this is like, mm-hmm. these are things that are close by that I'm thankful for. And just let me go weed it back down. Cause there's billions of things to be thankful for, mm-hmm. but we focus on the pain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was probably when we came up with Living Lucky, Jana was in her bed, mad, fighting with God. And she's like, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this disability. And I get to be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. And when she said it out loud, it struck her because she's like, I had dreams of being in love. I had dreams of entertaining people. I had dreams of speaking to the thousands. I had dreams of being she wanted to be the head baton twirler for a school because she was. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I want to entertain. I want to go do. And she went on to, hey, we have a relationship that can't be broken now. She went on to the Olympics, 3-time Paralympian gold medalist. She was on the radio for 12 years. She's done all those things even in greater magnitude than what she would have thought of as a girl from Nowheresville, Kansas, you know, just farmland everywhere. Mm-hmm. And she's traveled the world. She's played sports on every continent. So
that's really cool.
Like, and she's like, wow, there is gratitude here. It's just, mm-hmm. it's radical gratitude is what it is, because it's not something you would look at and say, how can I be thankful for this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
My dad used to tell me what the mind does, mind says the body does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always something I think about. Like if I think about being in pain, my body's more in pain that day.
It gets worse and worse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's like if you slam your finger in the car door.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it hurts. And if I keep thinking about like all day long, it hurts. But if I'm watching a great movie,
mm-hmm. right.
Like I'll forget about it for a minute.
Right.
And then I'll go to grab something and I'll be like, oh crap.
Still there.
But it was gone for a minute.
Right.
Like it was perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back to a point. You say celebrate small wins. So most of our people are struggling to get out of bed in the morning. So if they can get out of bed, you should focus on that as a win.
Yeah.
If they can turn their heads towards where they would be getting out of bed, that's a win.
Okay.
Like I remember this time. I mean, it was Yeah. And if you can take a step towards the door, huge win. Mm-hmm. If you go outside today, and that's not outside of what you normally do, mm-hmm. massive win.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Small wins are, I brushed my teeth again.
Right.
like, don't let it go.
Right.
Like, give yourself the credit. Like, write yourself the check. Like, it's right. Earned it.
And I wanted to clarify that because people listening to this, I want to give them hope mm-hmm. and say it's going to, you're going to make it. You're going to be okay.
Just focus on those small things. Yeah.
Well, we were in bed for 2 years, like in our house. That, and that was part of the whole thing. Like, that's where it was. And it was like, when we started making that move, like, it was like, okay, we're going to get out of bed. And now we're going to make it impeccably. And now we're going to brush our teeth.
Right.
And now we're going to go start having coffee together. And now we're going to, like, all these little tiny things. And don't overwhelm yourself. That was, like, I went to Tony Robbins for, like, 20 years, like, the Unleash the Power Within, Date with Destiny, they're wonderful. Like, they're inspiring. But what I would do, because I was like, all this stuff makes sense intellectually. I need to get the fast. I need to get the pills. I need to get the workout machine. I need to do all this. And I would get it. I would buy it all. Mm-hmm. And I would do it all for 4 weeks, eight weeks, 9 weeks. And then I was exhausted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can't keep doing this. And I would go right back to who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got all this crap. Like, I got 6 months left of these pills. I got this exercise equipment that I don't do anything with. And I'm not going to because I'm exhausted again.
Mm-hmm.
Do this one little thing. Like, what's one thing? What's the one thing I can do that makes me feel productive, feel valued, feel loved, like, for myself? And that, and then I start identifying with that. And then I can identify with the next thing. And then I can identify with the next thing. This whole Kaizen, 1% better every day, or fixing incremental parts so that the whole is more complete. 1% better every day makes you 37 times better by the end of the year. So 1% of a day, 1% of a 24-hour day is 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you can do, like, if you, even if you can just read something for 15 minutes, it changes you because you've just expanded your horizon for that 15 minutes to something else. It allowed your imagination. Like, your imagination is the strongest nation there is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That beats everything.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you using it? Are you using it to empower yourself or disempower yourself? Because most of the time, like, I thought I was the most positive person in the world for a long time. And I realized when I started becoming aware of the language that I use and the thoughts that I had and some of the beliefs that I had, I was like, shit, I'm not very positive. Like I'd gather around the water cooler and just complain and gripe about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to the bar or go to a coffee shop and I'll be like, oh, this life sucks, traffic's horrible, blah, 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 blah,
right.
All these things. And I was like, wow, not as positive as I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do it.
I remember the first time seeing you at the chamber, I was actually nervous to approach you. There was one luncheon lead or I sponsored and I had all my postcards out. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And I had to stand up and talk that's always the worst part for me is when they put you on the spot and they're like, oh, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm in a room full of strangers. You got to just say it. But that's when you and I started actually connected because I was like, how did I do? And you were like, you did well, but I was super nervous.
Yeah.
Well, so, and the thing is, a lot of times we don't give ourselves credit for who we are because we artificially judge everyone else as being super successful, super happy, paying for it, you know,
so
we don't know that someone's got fibromyalgia, that this person's dealing with this. This person's just got divorced. This person's just got back from being in jail for a DUI, you know, all these little things. We paint this perfect image because they present well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in our mind and like just any, you probably already heard it and your listeners have probably already heard it. But like a tapestry looks beautiful on the front and on the back, it's just knotted up threads and it's chaos.
Yes.
That's oftentimes how we feel about our lives. mm-hmm. is everything out there is perfect and beautiful and wonderful. I'm a knotted mess that can't figure shit out on the inside.
What's the painting that looks far beautiful far away, but up close it's all dots and everything?
It's like collage paintings where they yes. use photos
yeah.
or something like that. Yeah, that, mm-hmm. those are pretty cool. But yeah, exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know our full truth.
Right.
So are we telling ourselves the real truth, or are we telling ourselves an alternate truth? Because there's multiple truths in every situation. Mm-hmm. So because an event happened, the meaning I put on it, like when I identify myself as the person who almost lost his arm when he was 12 years old to an industrial accident, that his dad did X, you know, threw him up against a wall and threatened him, or like all these pain points, mm-hmm. or is the truth that I was earning the respect of my dad, that I overcame almost losing my arm when I was 12 and nobody even knows it anymore. You know, what's the real truth? So is it an empowering truth, or is it a disempowering truth designed so I can flip it out into the future and protect myself?
Understandable. Mm-hmm. My question to you is, speaking to our audience, help them get to a point to get to this point. You know what I'm saying? Give them some advice on how to do that.
I would say give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing is if you're one of these people that's like I was, don't stop beating yourself up over things. Recognize that you are here right now and you've done the best you can with what you have from where you are. And we're not a victim of circumstance. It's just, this is where we are. This is what's happening. And know that it's okay. Like it doesn't feel okay. I get it. Like that sounds kind of shitty to say it's okay, but like we've made it here.
Right.
And how do you want to, there's three questions that I ask myself all the time. What do I want to experience? Like what's the experience of life that I want to have? Mm-hmm. How do I want to grow? Like whether it's financially, spiritually, intellectually, all these different ways that I can grow, like I'm a seed. And then how can I contribute? Like, because I want to matter.
Right. You know? Mm-hmm.
And that's to me, like I can matter all day long to myself, but I really, there's something in me that just wants to matter to the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And make me like that to me. And this is, it might be my shortcoming or whatever, but I feel like we all want to matter.
Yes.
And I found that I matter so much more to the people around me when I'm contributing something. And a lot of times it's crappy when you are in heavy pain, when you are in heavy sadness, when you are in all these things, like especially as a guy, because we're like, you're trained to go out there and provide. You're trained to, like, you're programmed to do all these things for the world and people. But I can contribute by my thoughts. I can contribute by my attitude. I can contribute in so many different ways. It doesn't have to be what this weird cultural programming that I've subscribed to is. I mean, that's just the culture scape.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's cultures out there where it's like the woman's the provider, like in the Amazon women, right? I think of Wonder Woman every time I think of this thing, mm-hmm. but like they're in charge of like, let them do all the heavy lifting. Let them do all this. I can do whatever. It's finding what feels true to me and how can I contribute? Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is just say, okay, with going on with celebrating your wins, is ask yourself, what did I do well today? Like, okay. What went well, not what did I do well, but what went well, however you want to phrase it. But then if you want to increase the productivity for tomorrow, say, what might I have done differently? Because the fact is you can't have done anything differently. It's already done.
Right.
So when we say, what could I do differently, or what should I have done differently? That tells our subconscious that you screwed up, that you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. But if you say, what might I have done differently? Because I might or I might not have. I did the best I could with what I thought and what I knew and what I believed at the time. But what might I have done differently? That opens up a little window for thinking differently. Mm-hmm. Because so many times we get trapped in our own sameness. Like this is the way it is.
Right.
This is the way it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be. What's the freaking point? And that's not true. That's mm-hmm. that's just me taking my familiar past, blanketing the present, because the mm-hmm. present is really where everything, all creation happens, and then flipping it over and saying, this is what I'm going to get in the future too. And I don't know, and nobody knows what the future holds, right? So it's full of wonderment and amazement and awe. So if we can start looking for the wonderment and awe in the moment, then it gives us a place to try to go to. But the third, so we've got what did I do well, or what went well? What might I have done differently? And then how might I be more effective tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty nonviolent, right? That's not self-abusive.
No.
It's very open. And it's like, good job. This is what you might have done differently. Maybe not, maybe. And this is mm-hmm. what you might do to be more effective tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then you get your 1% growth.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, because a lot of times we overestimate what we can do in a day and completely underestimate what we can do in a week or a month or a year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I only have so much energy in a day.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And I know this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Jan's the same way. I'm sure she deals with chronic pain issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she only has so much energy in the day to get things done. And then she has to take a break. And that's how I am.
Yeah. We design our day so that she's done by 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Perfect. Or 1 o'clock. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you kind of have to play with your strengths.
Yeah.
And know your limits.
And know my limits.
Well, there's capability and there's capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're all capable of amazing, wonderful, and just more things than we could probably list.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we only have so much capacity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it's finding the leverage mm-hmm. and what is going to serve me best in the capacity that I have so that I can make the changes that I want and create the life that I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so often we spread ourselves so thin in our capacity that it feels like we're not going anywhere. So True. At the end of the year, we look back and go, I didn't do anything. I didn't get anything done. And that's why it's beautiful to have in the top right-hand corner of your journal all the wins, because you mm-hmm. can be like, I did get something done.
I got all
these things done. Yeah, because you remember the old flip comics? You might not remember these.
But I do.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So like Cracker Jack's boxes sometimes had like a little flip comic in it.
Mm-hmm.
You just flip the pages real fast and you're like, wow, look at the little man chase the turtle or whatever it was.
Right, right.
Mm, yes.
This is a way to have a flip book of all your wins. And you just, and as you see them with your eyes, you're like, holy, well, I'm a freaking winner. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of how you might feel in the moment. And then you start going through and say, okay, every time you feel like you need to step into something, or like if you're thinking, I would really love to get out of bed today, but I feel like it's one of those days, you know,
mm-hmm.
you grab your journal and you flip through it and be like, okay, I am a winner. I am a champion. I can, mm-hmm. I can get out of bed if I choose it.
Mm-hmm.
And just make the decision. Do I want to choose it or not?
We've had a lot of people on this podcast, and I think that's the best advice we've mm-hmm. ever gotten.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Well, I keep in the very front page of my journal, like 10 of my biggest wins,
mm-hmm.
like 10 when I felt most loved, most powerful, most successful, all the, like those best feelings in my life. Cause sometimes like when I'm going to talk to, like I work with people with $6 million or more, like a network for their relationship, cause I charge a ton. but sometimes I get nervous. Cause if they're like way up here in the net worth, or like have a real powerful position, we're all humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all have a way to connect. Like when you take the label off of multimillionaire or boss or friend, whatever, and we can just mm-hmm. connect as humans, that gets so much easier, or it's more convenient and more authentic to me,
right?
Because mm-hmm. like I see value in everyone. But I keep right in the front page because sometimes I get freaked out. Like the first company Jana and I spoke at, she was the main speaker, but it was Cargill, $198 billion company, right? And I didn't know this. Like I just mm-hmm. knew that they were big but I didn't do deep research. I just looked to see what they did. And like, I was like, okay, they distribute food all over the world. Blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know they were they go back and forth between number one and number two with Coke Industries.
Wow.
So I was like, when we got in there, I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was like one of our first speech or first, corporate speeches. We'd been speaking all over the place in organizations and schools and things like that. But mm-hmm. like, we let them talk to our executive team. And I was like,
okay.
We had a couple other like, title industries and property management firms that have said, come talk to our company, like positivity and why the having a good focus in your work environment is beneficial, mm-hmm. which obviously it is. But if I didn't have those 10 things of like, okay, this is where, like, these are things like you're a badass and you're worthy and you deserve it and you're smart and like you're loved, like all these things, it's like building me up. I would have just freaked out and probably crapped my pants and stayed in the car.
Yeah.
That's great.
Understandable.
No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But it took you to do those baby steps to get to where you are today.
Right.
Those wins.
Yeah, it wasn't overnight, right?
Yeah, and the other thing is to remember where you came from.
Yes.
Like a lot of my clients, excuse me, when I first started, we didn't do a baseline. So we just said, okay, what is it that you really want to create? Like if you had all the money in the world, if it was easy and you could just snap your fingers, how would you like life to be? Like, what would that be like? And then they're like, oh, it would be, I would do this and my life would be so wonderful. I would be on most people think, oh, I'll be on a boat getting served by my butlers. Money mm-hmm. would be flown in on a helicopter if I needed it. And I'm like, okay, great. So why haven't you started creating that now? Right. So mm-hmm. what are you doing today? But they don't remember where they were when we started working together because we didn't really dial in. What are some of the things you're feeling right now? Like, mm-hmm. how are you, like, are you feeling stuck? Like all these, we didn't put the point in the map to say, this is the valley I'm in, or this is the rut I'm stuck in. And then, so a year later, they're like, I'm awesome. Like I've created a lot, like they might not have the boat and the helicopter yet. Right. But it's, or the butler.
Or the butler.
But they clearly do not remember like our first conversations. Like, I love that you remember our first conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
because it impacted me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it impacted me. I mean, it kind of got me on this road. It's,
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I loved kind of just having conversations with Robert and building things and looking at a sales plan and kind of like conversations, like those types of things like that. I was like, that excites me. So when I was going through of what's my purpose, I went back to, that was one of my moments. And I was like, that was so fun playing with Robert. Like, mm-hmm. Like, and I call it playing because when we get in that kind of play feeling, you create amazing things. And mm-hmm. so often we lose that. We lose our play feeling and get into that work feeling or get yeah. it like you think about kids laugh all the time. They're laughing and playing.
Right.
And we stop laughing and we stop playing and then we just get old and in pain.
Right.
You know?
My dad always used to say, remember who you are and what you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I live by every day.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I agree with that.
One of the things when we first started building our business is we totally forgot fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was like work, 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 work. And we totally forgot fun. And when we added the fun back in, that's when like that energetic feeling, then things got fun. It's, mm-hmm. it's weird.
So I told Sammy, I was like, I want to build a network.
Yeah.
I said streaming, but we kind of fell into the podcasting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, great. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a background in telecommunications. I've done radio. Right. Mm-hmm. I've interned at radio stations. And I kind of introduced her.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, we're going to start going to horror shows and promoting this.
Yes. And I was just like, what?
And she was like, what are you even talking about?
I was like, why are we doing this?
So I was like, let's do it. So our very first show was Spooky Empire in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of my own designs. So every time you see something like shirts, I design them. And We got there. We had like three shirts and the podcast, but we were there promoting. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to get done is, you know, I know this is our first show, but we're promoting the network because I can see what's down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it all begins with a vision of where you want to go and getting and
how
back
you to get there.
Yeah. And getting back to your point is you have to know where you want to go first.
Mm-hmm.
The GPS.
Yeah. First step. First street.
Yes.
Yeah. And share it. So you shared it with Sammy, right?
Yes.
Because that's one of the big things. Like I'm in this club called Dream Builders, and I meet with 12 guys or 12 to 18 guys once a month on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about a lot of things like how to be better people and how to be better businessmen. It's a mastermind.
Okay.
But one of the things is that every time we have to have a let there be. Like a, this is what my dream is, and this is what I'm doing. Like, this is what I'm hoping. This is what I'm trying to create in the future. Because if we don't share it, it doesn't have a chance to breathe life into itself in the universe.
Right.
So it's crucial. It's one of my coaches once told me, he's like, you got rid of television. That doesn't mean you need to stop telling your vision.
That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people, like when we were taking that camper around, they were like, we met a couple in the Ozarks. I'm trying to remember where they were, but it was the Ozarks. It was at a campground in the Ozarks. They had been married for 40 years and been retired for about 5 or 6 years. So that's a lot of time to be together. And we asked them what their dream was. They looked at each other like, who are these aliens? And then they said, what's your dream, honey? And I was like, what in the hell do y'all talk about? Like, what, like, do you not, are you just existing? Like, if you don't know what each other's dreams are, you can't help each other spot the little avenues. You can't help each other grow into them.
Mm-hmm.
Our soul is dying to grow, dying to expand. But oftentimes we just haven't asked the question, or no one's asked us the question, and we've subscribed to that, you're not enough.
What did they say?
Well, I don't remember what their dream was, but I remember that actual... funny that you brought up the horse head, that actual park and that walk around, because the person that we were parked next to, her dream went on the trailer and it was a dream I'll never forget, because she said, I hope that I'm not convicted of the 4 homicides I'm charged with.
Oh.
And we pulled in and it was,
okay. It
was just getting dark. And she was taking trash out of her camper. And the bag broke, so trash went everywhere. And I went over to help her. And she's like, get away, don't touch anything. And I was like, okay. And then we met her later. And she's like, I just hope I'm not charged with the 4 homicides that I've been, or I hope I'm not convicted of the 4 homicides I've been charged with. So apparently everyone in her family died except for her. She was there. I didn't go deep into the story with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there was apparently a legal battle coming up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I hope her dream came true if she's innocent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
True. Yeah.
Wow. That's did you lock the doors that night?
So how much can you lock a tow behind camper?
Not a lot.
We did lock them, but we have the windows open and all that, but it was like, okay. Everyone has a dream within, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And the quality of our life oftentimes comes back to the quality of questions that we ask.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
In our focus and outlook.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have a podcast.
Yes.
Tell the people about your podcast.
So when we started going live on Facebook during COVID to just create connection, it's literally just 15 minutes of something positive and just a conversation between Jana and I and possibly the crowd, right? Or whoever's online with us. But when everybody started going back to work, we started getting emails and phone calls and texts like, hey, I don't get to watch you on Facebook because I'm getting ready. Can you put it in a different platform? So what we did was we said, yeah, we can figure that out. We'll just figure it out. Like, I don't know anything about podcasts. They're like, can you put on podcasts so we can listen? So it's called Living Lucky with Jason and Jana Banana, or Living Lucky Podcast with Jason and Jana Banana. And it's a conversation that Jana and I have just about things that we're going through, things that we experience, things that some of our clients experience, and spinning it positive of how's it working for us? Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, because a lot of times we can get stuck in the moment and then not deeply investigate. Mm-hmm. Like what's the real truth here? Am I telling myself this because I felt shame or I felt embarrassed or I felt hurt or disappointed? Mm-hmm. But what's the real truth? Like the real truth, like if I was disappointed, the real truth is that I had an expectation, but I didn't express it. Mm-hmm. Like, and I didn't clearly define what my expectation was. And that's where all disappointment comes from, is we expect one thing and it's either out of our control and we were trying to control it, or mm-hmm. we just was with between people. We didn't express fully what our expectation was, because most people want to give us what we expect when they make that agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I love it that you guys try different things. You guys have done, went skydiving together.
Yeah. Janice talked me into skydiving twice. So that wasn't me. That was Jan.
I will tell you something. My dad used to skydive and I was going to go skydiving with him when I was old enough, but I never got to do that. How is that? How was it?
So the first time I did it, I said, this was great. I'll never do it again.
And then you do it again.
And then 5 years later, I forgot.
You forgot. Okay.
So it was an anniversary or a birthday or something. We're like, you know what? Let's go do it again. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, let's go do it again. Because there's an excitement to it, right?
Yeah.
But like my ears, like I've always had sinus issues. So mm-hmm. my ears just felt like they were going to explode. It's like all these weird things. But it is fun. Like it's fun. It's just, I don't need to put my body through that anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We skydive, scuba diving. We love skiing behind the boats. Jana loves it. I mean, it's like her world of freedom. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I love it, but I also have panic attacks underwater.
Okay.
As soon as I get around 20 feet, I'm like, we gotta go up. We gotta go up. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, we don't. I was like, you got to listen to your partner. We got to go up. We got to go up. but I have these huge anxiety attacks. Like for the last several times that we've gone, I'm real comfortable like around and things. So it's very synonymous with comfort zones. Mm-hmm. But it's exacerbated because we're underwater. I'm concerned about the breathing.
Yeah.
I'll go through my air so quick when I start panicking.
Yeah.
But she leveled, like, we'll go back up. She'll talk me through it. She kind of coaches me. She's like, what are you really scared of? All these questions. I'm like, okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. But then, by that time, the whole group's gone, you know? And so now you're down there going, I'm lost. But yeah, hang gliding, that was fun. And traveling, we love to travel. So we try to, when we go back to those three questions, what do I want to experience? How do I want to grow? And how do I want to contribute? We love having experiences and extraordinary experiences, right?
Yes.
You're responsible really for getting your own return on investment out of all of it. So
right.
In any conversation, in any meeting, in any hiring of a coach, every moment you're responsible for your own return on investment. Like if I'm investing time, what do I want to get out of this? Mm-hmm. Like explore that.
Right.
It's not up to someone else to give it to you. It's like, even if they do nothing, I can find the value in it because I'm going to be grateful for my surroundings or just the experience of being.
Right.
And that turns into a different energy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The more you're grateful for, just like I often equate God in the universe to like a father at Christmas or a father during the year. That's like, if you went around bitching and complaining all day long, do they want to give you anything? No,
no.
You know, but if you go and like, oh gosh, thank you so much. I really appreciate all the things you do. I'm so thankful that you worked all day today and came home and you were able to have supper with us or that you came home and you took some rest and time for yourself, even though I wanted to play with you. I'm so thankful that you did that. Like if you're so just grateful all the time, then they want to give you more.
Right.
Because they're like, this is fun for both of us.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a mutual give and take.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about the universe, I think, is the more we can get grateful in it and all the millions of blessings, like the detail in a leaf or the watching grass blow in the wind. Like this sounds super corny, but it's just changing the way we view and experience life. Mm-hmm. And when you change the way you view, Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's so true.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that might have even been in your dad's book.
I think so too.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's powerful. It's mm-hmm. our focus and our brains and what we allow in and what we choose to see define how we're going to experience things and what the meaning kind of they start and focusing on what words do we use on a regular basis, right?
Mm-hmm. Like words or spells. Like if you were if you're negative to yourself, you'll always be negative. Your body is always listening and it doesn't know the difference between jokes and not jokes.
That's true.
And so you got to, if you're doing self-talk,
yeah,
what you imagine will happen. And it goes back to the whole manifesting is you have to manifest where you want to be. I've told Sammy this a million times. I want to be one of the biggest podcast networks out there. That's one of my biggest dreams.
Mm-hmm. I will be one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we will be in podcasting and we'll be into streaming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. And that's where we're working towards. Mm-hmm.
And if you just take a step, so the other thing is if you just take a step towards that every day.
Yeah.
And something catastrophic happened. You were living in purpose.
Right.
In progress, which is way better than living in regret.
Yes.
Like it's so meaningful to know I was moving towards instead of sitting, like instead of moving back or being stuck in a hole.
Mm-hmm. If we can
find that little area to just move towards in some meaningful way, whether it's even just in our imagination, because that's the first step.
Yeah.
Einstein's like everything's first created in the imagination, then it shows up in the world.
Yeah.
Even if it's just imagining. And saying, okay, what are the things that made me really happy, made me really excited and feel inspired about life? And then I can just start imagining, even the imagination is a step forward.
Correct.
So huge.
Absolutely. I don't know if you guys are busy. You guys are going to Miami this weekend, but we have a show in this weekend called The House of Mouse. It's a Disney thing, and we're going to be there. And we're going to be promoting the pig. I don't know if you guys are Disney fans, but we have another show called the Pixie Dust Twins.
Yes, I've heard that one.
So,
yeah,
she produces it with her friend Ashley.
Yeah.
So when we do these shows, it's to promote the network. It's to get us further along down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing, like from designing shirts to tumblers and everything. That's just to get us down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're on your way.
Yeah.
I can visualize it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
If someone else can do it, Robbie and Sammy can do it.
Absolutely.
That's mm-hmm. just, that's a fact.
Like, no, absolutely.
For anyone, it's available for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people listen to your podcast? I didn't want to cut you off.
Listen to it on any of the prime streaming stations, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, all that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it needs to go to Limitless. I don't know all the ins and outs of all that. I don't care where people hear it. I just want to hear it. So
if you guys want to join the network, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So it's a, and we go out 3 times a week. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. And it's a, I think it's 6. Yeah, 6 a.m. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually we'll record the night before.
Okay.
And we don't do any editing. Like it's just a flat out, here you go.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's just mm-hmm. raw.
No, I think that gives it a unique conversation and feel.
Yeah. Not overproduced.
Yeah. Who's got time, right? It's
time.
You're making videos and things like that. And it's I know Jana can get in the weeds on that.
Yes.
And
I think Jan and I are the same way. I'm just like, no, it has to be this way.
It's fine. Just post it.
Let me tweak this. And I caught myself the other day because I limited her creativity. Like she's super creative.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, I'm going, okay, our goal was to get it out, like, or to make the video and mm-hmm. or make an art piece, you know, like something for the office. And she's like in there for hours and she's just like, oh, I'm going to change this one little, this hair. And I'm going to put it this way. And uh-huh. I'm going to change the light on here. Just looks a little bit too much. So I'm going to just shade that in a little bit. I'm like, nobody's going to know that you changed that. He goes, I'll know. And so I didn't want to limit yeah. her creativity because mm-hmm. that's someone when like a 6-year-old says, I want to be an astronaut. And they're like, no, you can't do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's
when
true.
When I put limits on it, because that's where she's got the value in that. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to devalue
right.
her value, her, where she places her values.
Right.
Her value is in creativity and full expression of the vision that she's having. But then it comes down to perfectionism. If Picasso wanted to be a perfectionist, every time he got to the end of the perfect painting, he'd be like, oh, I see a way I can make this better.
Yeah, always right.
He would never editing finish, it.
Right. Right.
Yep.
So we're all works of art. Mm-hmm. Just decide where we want to get to before we present our art piece.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So true. Mm-hmm.
You guys are on Instagram?
Yes. Not much. We don't do much social. It appears like we do a lot of social media, I think. We don't.
Okay. But
it's a lot of work. Yeah.
Go ahead and say it just so people can follow you.
I'm at JP Shelfer. And Jana is at Living Lucky.
Okay.
So she has that. And she might be at Real Jana Banana, mm-hmm. is where her primary is. But we did just get, after a long battle or a long negotiation, Living Lucky.
Oh, congratulations. You have a TV show coming out. Are you allowed to talk about that yet?
Well, we haven't dialed it in completely. So we did just finish building a studio. And okay. It's beautiful. I love it. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly the specifics yet. Mm-hmm. But so if I'm ever welcome back.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess.
Hopefully we will have some studio updates on that, but we literally just got the Cinerama walls put in.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the right word. So just send me.
You got the white.
Yeah.
White background.
It's like a really badly curved skateboard ramp.
Yeah.
Cyclorama wall.
That's what it's called.
Screaming at me. So we got our cyclorama wall in. We got a couple of the lights in. We're waiting on getting our sound walls up. Mm-hmm. And, dialing in the video and some of the additional video spots, but I'm super excited. I didn't even know what a cyclorama wall was.
Like, yeah, it's the big white walls that are in the studios. If people don't know, yeah. I've been watching it on Instagram getting built, and I've been living vicariously through you about it because I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
you gotta come over. Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you guys gonna have like standing cameras, or is it gonna be?
We are going to put one. So I'm just working with a Canon R, I think is what it is.
Okay.
I don't know what all that means.
You should definitely, if you're going to sell this, get it to a Netflix approved camera so you can shoot it and then sell it to Netflix.
Oh, that sounds good.
So, yeah, but you got to shoot it in their correct format. I can help you with that.
Yeah, that's all on you.
Sammy's like, I got this. He's coming over.
Yes, exactly. He says this stuff to me all the time, and I still don't know what a Netflix approved camera is. So
I don't. He can tell. He's probably told me a couple of times, and I don't know.
Right. Like, I don't. In and out.
We all have our own little specialties, right? And which doesn't mean they can't change them, but like that's something where I think Ravi is like excels and kind of sits on top of the mountain, and he's like, mm-hmm. this excites me. I'm inspired here. I'm in spirit.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah.
So when you were passionate about things, it's kind of like a lot of people tell me, oh, I'm an introvert. Well, they're not really an introvert. You're not around the people that excite you and inspire you. Because if you're around those people, you stay up all freaking night.
Right.
That is true.
That is true. Yeah,
and I like that thought.
You've got energy for days, you know? Mm-hmm. But so who do you, like, just pick the rooms you want to be in.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Quit saying yes to things you want to say no to. Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing for me. Like, building up my resume, I always wanted to do production work,
yep.
and I would do free work, mm-hmm. and then I had to say no No. And it honestly, I know people think it's hard to say no, but it's very freeing to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Will you give me $10,000?
No.
Nope.
It's not hard to say no.
You, I probably would. Yes.
Yeah, I know you would. It'd find a way. But yes. So that's a lot of people say it's hard to say no, but it's not. It's just knowing when.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. When it's appropriate.
Because it's like, somebody knocks on my door and they're trying to sell me something. I'm like, no, closed.
Right.
Because I didn't want to buy anything.
Right.
It's just knowing when I want to say no and when I want to say yes, because every time I say yes, I'm saying no to all these other things.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Awesome.
Jason, thank you so much for coming on. Yes, I've wanted to do this episode for a long time, so I appreciate it. One more time, where can people find your website, find you?
Find us at Living Lucky anywhere on the, as long as it doesn't have Luke Combs with it, livinglucky.com is the best place, because that's going to lead you to just a way to contact us. You can send me an email directly at jason@livinglucky.com. I'm an open door. So if you want to have a conversation or just open up a door to thought, we can talk. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to talk for hours on end, but we can have a conversation, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So livinglucky.com, and then on Facebook and Instagram, Living Lucky on Facebook is where we are every single Monday. That's where we started everything, and that's where we kind of anchor it.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. I love seeing you guys.
Yeah, we love seeing you too. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely have to get together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And repeat this again.
Yes. Yeah. And you're welcome back anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Going in my win column for today.
Yes. There you go.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, guys. Well, we just recorded an episode with Jason from Living Lucky.
Super cool.
Really great episode. Yes. Thank you for being on, Jason. Mm-hmm. Please go check him out, livinglucky.com, anywhere on social media. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you a couple things. I want to talk to you about Rant Radio. This is our newest radio show on our network. Mm-hmm. If you guys are passionate about something, if you like going on rants, tangents, please give us a call. We have a show sponsor, The Best Rant. You could win $1,000.
Yep.
Please call this number, 844-857-7268.
It's also in the show notes of all of the podcasts currently that we have out, so you can always find it there.
So definitely happy ranting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun. So go check it out. Mm-hmm. New website is coming soon. We will be launching our subscription service, our subscription podcasts. Mm-hmm. So limitlessbroadcasting.com. Mm-hmm. So anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay.
Well, until next time.
Next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain with Robbie and Sammy. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to the Limitless Podcast Network's own channel, Instagram, and all things social media. And we'll see you all real soon.